Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Play action from the 18. Want it all? Deep down the field. It is Holden by Greg Jennings. The Packers win it overtime. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
An 82-yard game-winning touchdown to Greg Jennings. And the Packers are 6-1.
Gracias.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh, that is good.
For Robbie calling me, ruining it.
Well, he called you early. Did you have enough time to enjoy the overtime moments?
Ruin it, yeah.
Ruining.
Woke everybody in my house up. But he threw that pass up. I mean, girlfriend, dogs,
right.
Everybody.
Wow. Yes!
I went crazy.
I almost was going to call you at that time. Just let you talk to Carrie for a few minutes.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, it's Carrie.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, it's Sample Man again.
It's a good soundboard.
You know me?
No, who are you, Sample Guy?
Mr. T.
Who?
Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Timely.
Don't look at him. I'm talking to you.
Cut the jibber-jabber.
Bye!
Sorry.
Yeah. Not thick enough.
Goodbye. Here's something that I find rather interesting about the state of radio. Mm-hmm.
Radio, what would life be without it?
Now, Bruce Springsteen should be very happy. He has the number one selling disc in America.
Mm-hmm.
He'll probably get a Grammy for this disc. But there is a hitch. Radio is not playing any songs from Bruce Springsteen's new album.
Why not?
Buzz, I asked around.
Yeah.
I looked in some of our radio magazines.
Pretty good. I've heard it.
I asked some people that I know at radio stations. The album itself has sold.
Uh-huh.
I think it sold 500,000 copies in a couple of weeks, and it's near a million.
Right.
The problem is that the rock stations say nobody cares about Bruce Springsteen. The light rock stations say, we got all that we can take. The top 40 stations say, yeah. So, what Columbia is doing is sending out a remixed version. There's a song, rather, on the Bruce Springsteen album called The Girls in Their Summer Clothes.
It's a great song.
Well, I've not heard it, but I'm reading something here that Columbia is giving the song, quote, a poppy Beach Boys type remix that they hope will give this Bruce Springsteen song some airplay.
Is that with the blessing of the maestro himself? Or are they just, do they have the right to go in, I guess, and contractually they can do what they want?
They can do whatever they want. Because you remember back like when Dancing in the Dark came out, they put out disco extended mixed versions of all that.
Right. I played those, yes.
That's what they're doing now. So.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Not even a fan of Bruce Springsteen. I normally don't really like his stuff, but I've heard this album and that song in particular. Great.
I find it very hard to believe that a guy could have the number one selling record in America, and there's no radio station playing it. Maybe that's part of the problem with Radidio.
We have a weird world musically and with radio right now, and it's very, very difficult to put my finger on exactly what's wrong with it. You know,
if you watch that Monday night game, boy, they're good at whoring out that game. Because not only did they say we're going to have Deanna Favre in the booth and Vince Vaughn in the booth, all night we'll be playing songs from the new Eagles album.
Yeah, after 28 years, the Eagles are doing
which
it.
Which is available at Walmart. And I say the album, wait 28 more years and try harder, guys.
Yeah. You're not a fan?
Not really. It sounds
I haven't heard any of it yet, and I'm excited because I kind of like the Eagles.
Well, I'm a huge Eagles fan as well.
Right.
And I like even some of the stuff that
did they play all of it? Or, I mean, did they just give you little blurbs on Monday Night Football?
My God, they played lots of the hooks, and I'll just tell you, it's good if you like the soft rock sound of the Eagles.
Oh, really? Like peaceful, easy-feeling kind of Eagles?
I'd say that maybe is a little bit too rocky.
Really?
From what I heard last night.
Is it a Henley-ized album at all? Is it got a little of the Henley feel? Like Henley.
It's got a lot of harmony. I like Don Henley, too. It's just, I don't know. To my ears last night, in the couple of seconds I could hear, it sounded like Alabama or some.
Yeah. Well, they get a lot of country play. Isn't that where the speaking of radio, isn't that where the Eagles are getting most of their play now, is on country stations? I think that's where they're getting a lot of airplay.
That I don't know about. Then there's also this about the Jay Leno Conan O'Brien thing. Now, this is a screwy deal that Conan O'Brien's got the job, Jay Leno is giving up the job, but then Jay Leno decides he doesn't want to give up the job, and they're going to pay Conan O'Brien $50 million if they decide not to give the Tonight Show to Conan O'Brien.
Is Jay Leno going to pack it in, or does anybody even know?
Here's what the president of NBC said yesterday. Jeff Zucker is this guy's name.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff Zucker.
Watch these quotes. Hello. Conan O'Brien will take over the Tonight Show in 2009.
Will.
What will happen to Jay Leno? We're in those conversations now. We're hopeful Jay will still be with us.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's a little weird.
They're trying to keep him with the network.
That's very cryptic.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe he'll be like Bob Hope and just have an occasional NBC special.
I think so.
Wow. And one more thing here from Florida. Thank you, whoever said this, from Delray Beach, Florida. The cops put out a list of the most common criminal names in their database from the last 3 years.
First names?
Yes.
Okay.
Nicknames.
Hold on. Well, I don't know, Buzz. Do you want to read the story?
No. We're just helping. He asked if it was first names, and you said you didn't know, so I said they're nicknames.
Well, you're right, Buzz. Uh-huh. It is nicknames.
Uh-huh. It's nicknames?
It's nicknames.
Is Spike in there?
The most popular is Peanut.
Peanut?
Second is...
Doesn't sound like a criminal.
Second is Big Man.
Hey, I get that all the time.
Third is Champ.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth is Pee-wee.
Right.
Then you have Betty Boop, Bebop, Bam Bam, and Beanpole.
How about Babs?
Also arrested in the last 3 years, a.k.a. Buttercat, Boy George, Horsehead, Chicken Man, Guy Boy, Tweet, Snake, Stinky, Donkey Weed,
Donkey Weed,
Drunk Mo, and Snowman.
Excuse me, we hated to bang on your door here. Have you seen Horsehead around here? Well, he kind of looks like this. Yes.
Where was that from? Buzz, you know more about this than I do, apparently. Where the hell is Delray Beach, Florida?
I'm not. Mike lives down there. Mike, do you know where Delray Beach is?
Delray Beach, Florida. I live in Fort Myers, Florida, and I'm not sure exactly where Delray is.
Let me see if I can track
it
down.
That's one of the bits of show prep that we got sent from our station in South Florida.
South Florida, where we used to be on the big band Music with Frank Sinatra?
That's right.
Super duper.
That's how the Don and Mike Show localizes for you, our syndicated stations.
Does that mean that those nicknames come up, like, again and again and again?
Over
that the same guys have the, like, Peanut surfaces again? Or perhaps Peanut is arrested continuously?
Peanut is the most popular in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. 9 criminals in their database have the nickname Peanut.
Peanut.
Wow. Peanut. Big Man is second with 5 criminals.
How many does Horsehead have?
Horsehead, 2.
Two. There are 2 horseheads out
there.
2
horseheads. Also 2 donkey weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey.
I believe donkey weed might involve selling some sort of illegal substance.
What?
Just my guess.
I haven't heard it on the block.
You know what they do down in Fort Myers, Florida? One of the things that they did down there, speaking of the criminal justice system, the local newspaper down in Fort Myers actually comes out every year with the worst habitual drunk driving offenders that they have down there. And on the front page, they put a guy that's just been arrested with his bloodshot eyes. I sued.
Good for you,
I was
Mike.
Furious.
Good for you.
I was furious.
Delray Beach is right between Palm Beach and Boca Raton.
East Coast. That's why I didn't know it. Not familiar with the East Coast.
And that's why we got said that from our station down there, WMEN. That's right where they are. So
I'm West Coast, baby.
That's right.
I also just got this.
Big battle between East Coast and West Coast in Florida.
I just got an instant message from a buddy of mine who is a board op for our station, a Clear Channel radio station. And he wrote, Don, radio will not play magic. I was talking about Bruce Springsteen. Uh-huh. He writes, Clear Channel has sent an edict to its classic rock stations, ordering them not to play tracks from magic.
Why?
It's okay to play old songs, such as Dancing in the Dark. Clear Channel wants to send a clear message to radio outlets. At age 58, Bruce Springsteen is too old to be played on Clear Channel rock stations.
That is ludicrous beyond belief.
As a current artist.
Uh-huh. That is so strange.
Okay to play him as an oldie artist.
If the music's right. Good, what the hell?
Well, the main thing is people are buying the stupid record.
Yeah, ha-ha. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And we're just dancing in the dark.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, 2 quick things. I'm not sure if anybody caught you. Delray's on the East Coast down near Fort Lauderdale.
Thanks.
And pay for the sexy women going for the regular schlups. You guys didn't fess up on your true off-air relationship with Leah Remini and the wild three-ways you'd have.
Oh, that's right, when Mike and I would make a Leah sandwich.
Yeah, but that's back when Don and I were both, we both had 29-inch waists, and we were very, very bulked up. We were cut, actually.
Let's be honest. Enough time has passed. We forced ourselves on her.
In a good way, though. I mean, it was kind of prearranged. Hey, Don, look, say things the wrong way. It was rough sex is what it was. It was rough sex.
She had an ugly word for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word that we don't like.
No, that word has terrible connotations. We don't want to say that word.
The way I recall it is that eventually she was okay with you two, but me in the room with the tubing, she hated.
Didn't like you being there at all.
Never a word about that.
That's right, because you used the tubing the wrong way.
Well,
you were supposed to tie people up, and you just tied it around yourself, you know what I mean.
I had lots of tubing.
Rob tied it around him.
And you kept calling out instructions that seemed to contradict
each
other.
Rob should not even be in this playlist.
No, it's making me uncomfortable. He forced himself into the Leah playlist.
Let's just cut through. The playlist is that we are raping Leah.
Oh, dear God.
If you want to use those terms. So,
that's what we were dancing around.
Rough sex is what it was.
Rough sex.
I like rape.
Yeah, I don't like him being here anyway on this discussion.
Bye,
you
Rob.
Don't want
please
me in the room
leave
with,
this play.
Bye, tubing?
Stage left, please.
Bye-bye.
Tubing.
And like I said, that's an ugly word. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way it was with Leah.
Not at all.
If anything, she us.
Right. Right. And we all enjoyed ourselves at the end of the day. That's the most important thing. It was wonderful. It was special.
We woke up and there was Rob with tubing.
And then somebody had to stay overnight because he couldn't get enough. Somebody had to stay and linger and be out there all the time with her. And somebody was sent home.
Mm-hmm. That's someone who's never, in real life, never going to get those days back in his life.
At the time, you enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, hello, Don and Mike show.
She was in the magic box.
At the time, heroin addicts also enjoy shooting heroin, Mike.
At the time.
But later they wish they had that time back.
I always fantasize about you padding around that house.
Sure. That was really, truth be told, maybe the most boring night of my life.
Sure.
Spending the night at Leah Remini's house with her goddamn ultra-sensitive burglar alarm set so that I was afraid to move past my quadrant of the house.
Right.
Afraid I would set off some motion detector.
Oh, hello. As you're elbow deep in her underwear drawer.
And the whole time I'm there just with the crazy thought that maybe she'll like walk out and forget I'm there. Like, oh, I'm naked. I forgot. Uh-huh.
Did you harbor any fantasies whatsoever?
No.
None?
No, because she never... One thing about Leah Remini, she's a very nice lady.
She is. It's a shame that she has not responded to our periodic olive branches. Mm-hmm.
She made it pretty clear right up front. Well, first off, I was happily married.
Yes.
Right.
Of course.
And she was happily married, and she made it very apparent that even if I was Adam and she was Eve, nothing would happen because you always like hearing this. Hey, you're like my brother.
Yeah.
Which is why she came down to breakfast with no makeup on. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, in a way, this is nice. I get to see a TV star all hagged out.
Right.
But it's only because she thought of me as a brother. Right?
Yes, exactly. And there wasn't even any cuddling.
No, and it's like, you know, she came down and I remember the morning she came down in her PJs. And they were just like old-time TV man's PJs, button-up kind. Mm-hmm. And seriously, without makeup, she was puffy. And I could have maybe tried to peek between
the buttons,
mm-hmm. but I was too horrified at what I was actually seeing.
Right.
Like, oh, my God, this is what she really, really, really looks like.
Was she offended that you came to the breakfast table in just a T-shirt? Was she? You know, was that? Or did she? She was kind of matter of fact about that, you know? And the excuse that you used, this is the way I walk around the house by myself whenever I wake up in the morning.
We're blurring the line because we're goofing, but on one hand, seriously, I was such a mental patient. When we were friends with Leah Remini, I actually bullied myself into one time we were out there spending the night at her house.
Stayed at her place. Yeah.
Not because I thought I was going to get anywhere with her,
right.
But because I'm a goddamn jock sniffer TV sniffer.
Well, and you thought it would be good for the show, which it was. It was highly entertaining as you were talking about that. But I do remember you being just a little bit let down at the whole experience, you know, that, you know, bunking with a TV star was not the most fun experience you ever had.
You know, I did get to see her without her makeup. Great.
And then you went out,
a
back.
A lot of people went to see Saw 4 this weekend, too.
You went back for more, though, when you went out with her and the whole recording session with Angelo.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. With Barry White's wife.
That's right. Who didn't like you, right?
That's right.
Was very angry.
It's too bad.
Very frustrating.
My evening. Night in the Hollywood Hills. Kicked out of a recording studio by the late Barry White's wife.
Mm. And that's the last foray into the Hollywood world that we've had.
Mike, hold on. We are going way, 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 way back down the Wayback Machine. We got to live in the now.
Yes.
What is tomorrow, my friend?
Tomorrow is All Hallows Eve.
That's right. And what is that I hear?
Oh, someone's at the door.
We better get that door when we come right back.
Very good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.